Tory nationalisation lies. Whenever there is talk of renationalising privatised utilities, the usual mantra emanates from the Tories and their press. It will take too long, be too costly. Let's look at this a little closer. In 1970, Ted Heath's Tory government nationalised Rolls-Royce to prevent its collapse. All within 24 hours. Not too long there, then. Nor seemingly too costly. In 2008, to prevent the collapse of the banking system, the Blairites part nationalized the banks. Again, as above. Once the taxpayer had bailed them out, they were promptly privatized again. Strange how quickly utilities can be privatized. What they don't tell us is that with genuine socialist nationalization, compensation would be based on proven need. Not a penny for the fat cap multimillionaires. The wealth from democratic, socialist public ownership would be for the benefit of society as a whole, and would be planned from the base up. Unlike previous nationalizations, which were bureaucratic and top-down, based on the profit and loss mentality. With, of course, those at the top taking the lion's share. I urge people not to listen to Tory lies. Bill Buchanan, Nottingham,